Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting second. The shortstop, Ernie Johnson. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ray Schalk. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Eddie Mulligan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Robertson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Charlie Robertson. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Wamsgans. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Riggs Stevenson. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Stuffy McInnes. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Smokey Joe Wood. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve O'Neill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Lindsay. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Lindsay. And now, play ball. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson bunts in front of the plate. O'Neill fields it and throws to first for the out. Hooper moves to second. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Hooper trying to get to home. Jameson throws the ball into O'Neill, who tags Hooper, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Collins moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Collins. The throw from O'Neill and he is safe. Collins steals third. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevenson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a line drive into left field. Falk picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Falk. Jameson moves to second. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans bunts towards the mound. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. Jameson moves to third. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jameson scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson takes first base on ball four. Speaker moves to second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Shealy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes strikes out. Schalk drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws McInnes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Ray Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Lindsay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindsay hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hooper hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0 for 0 in the game. Wamsgans bunts towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to first for the out. Jameson moves to second. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Speaker hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Stevenson hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 1 in the game. Ma still is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Ray Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Falk. The throw from O'Neill and he is out, Wamsgans applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0 for 1 in the game. McInnes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 1 in the game. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevenson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Shealy hits a pop-up towards first. McInnes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0 for 1 in the game. Mulligan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jim Lindsay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindsay is 0 for 1 in the game. Lindsay strikes out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Robertson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. O'Neill moves to second. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0 for 0 in the game. Wamsgans hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robertson takes first base on ball 4. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hooper is hit by the pitch. Robertson moves to second. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Robertson moves to third. Hooper moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Collins takes first base on ball 4. Robertson scores. Hooper moves to third. Johnson moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Jim Bagby now pitching. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 2 in the game. Ma still is hit by the pitch. Hooper scores. Johnson moves to third. Collins moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards first. McInnes scoops it up and throws to first, with Wamsgans covering, for the out. Johnson scores. Collins moves to third. Ma still moves to second. One out. It's 4-1, White Sox. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-2 in the game. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Collins scores. Ma still moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-1, White Sox. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Shealy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ma still scores. It's 6-1, White Sox. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0-2 in the game. Mulligan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevenson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Stevenson takes first base on ball 4. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-2 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0-2 in the game. McInnes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stevenson moves to second. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Wood hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 1-2 in the game, with a single. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Stevenson moves to third. McInnes moves to second. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Hooper. Bagby reaches second base with a double. Stevenson scores. McInnes scores. O'Neill goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4, White Sox. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 2-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Jameson hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. McInnes fields it and steps on first for the out. McInnes throws to Sewell, who throws back to McInnes, who tags Robertson for the double play. Two outs. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-1 in the game. Wamsgans hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Speaker hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Stevenson takes first base on ball 4. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 3 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Ma still hits a line drive beyond second. Wamsgans can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Falk hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 8-4, White Sox. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Schalk hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0 for 3 in the game. Mulligan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevenson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McInnes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wood hits a line drive into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. O'Neill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bagby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Hooper hits a line drive into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Bagby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Jamison hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-for-2 in the game. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.